Jump on board each day as we aim our DeLorean at a different classic year. But where will the memories take you?
Back to the Future. Play along with Ruth Scott, Sunday evenings from 6. And with Trina and Damien right through the week.
The kids are going to love it.
Only on the home of the 80s and 90s, Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Across Ireland.
Across Ireland.
On FM.
Digital.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Daniel Pitcher. Good morning. Irish consumers are waiting to see what will be delivered in next week's budget, with cost of living supports top of their wish list. Increasing uncertainty about the global economic outlook and the ongoing fallout from the cost of living crisis are leading to a concerning picture, according to the latest Credit Union Consumer Sentiment Survey. It strongly suggests that consumers would prefer a budget centred on infrastructure rather than giveaways. Economist Austin Hughes says people are nervous about the future.
Confidence is still lacking among consumers. They're still nervous. Things aren't as bad as they were before, but they're not as good as they hoped they might be. And I think there's obviously a little bit of uncertainty ahead of the budget. I think you could probably describe consumers as watching now to see what happens to the economy and the budget.
There's been a rise of 12% in youth homelessness. 1,700 people aged 18 to 24 are living in emergency accommodation, with the Simon community saying the number of homeless young people is a growing concern as it meets in Galway today. Its executive director, Wayne Stanley, wants more housing support from government for this age group.
What we want to see is that kind of positivity, creating a positive pressure on the government to see those kind of services expanded. A big part of that will be we need more housing, as everybody knows. We'll need more options for young people, particularly those leaving care who've had that care experience.
Students will be able to get the results of their Leaving Cert appeals later this morning. It comes ahead of around 5 CAO offers next Tuesday. Cliona O'Dwyer has more.
The results of the 2024 Leaving Cert appeals will be available to students through the Candidate Self-Service portal from 11 o'clock this morning by logging on to www.examinations.ie. The appeal results have already been transmitted directly to the CAO and are also issuing to schools through the SEC Schools portal at the same time as they're available to candidates. In the processing of appeals, the marking of each candidate's work is fully reviewed, question by question, using the original marking scheme. The review is carried out by a different examiner to the one who originally marked the work. When students access their appeal results, they'll see whether their examination mark changed on appeal, and if so, their new postmark adjustment mark, as well as their final grade.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio News.
Live.
Benjamin Netanyahu will address the UN General Assembly today as hopes of a 21-day ceasefire in the conflict in Lebanon evaporated. World leaders voice concern over the conflict running in parallel to Israel's war with Gaza, which is escalating rapidly. And that's your news for now.
Sport on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
With Supermax, home of the fresh 100% Irish chicken breast sandwich. Always fresh, never frozen. Download the Supermax app today.
It turned out to be a comfortable opening to Tottenham's Europa League campaign last night. There was a 35-minute delay to kick-off and an 8-minute red card for Radu Dragushkin. The Spurs ran out 3-0 winners at home to Karabach. Well, the Irish internationals Katie McCabe, Caitlin Hayes and Saoirse Noonan will have a keen eye on today's group stage draw for the Women's Champions League. McCabe's Arsenal were 4-0 winners at home to Hacken last night, booking their place with a 4-1 aggregate win, while Hayes and Noonan helped Celtic to a 2-0 win at home to Vorskla with a 3-0 aggregate victory. At home, it's a huge night on both ends of the SSE Airtricity League's Premier Division table. Among the fixtures, Shelburne start the night with a 3-point lead at the top and welcome Sligo Rovers to Talca. Second place, Derry City go to second from bottom, Drogheda United. And Keane Healy will become a record breaker for Leinster tonight. He's a loose head prop against the Dragons. It'll be his 281st appearance in a Leinster jersey.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value, home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
A mostly dry and cold start to this morning. There's going to be some brighter spells along with some occasional showers and highest temperatures of 11 to 13 degrees. Europe Today to the home of amazing 80s each weekday at noon with Trina Mara on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Colm Hayes. She's Lucy Kennedy. It's Colm and Lucy in the morning.
On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Brian Adams, Run to You. We finished the show with Brian Adams and Mel C yesterday, so why not keep the Brian Adams movement continuing? Hope you're well. It's Friday morning. This is Nobby here. Colm's on his holidays. Lucy, you know that yourself on Fridays. But I did stumble across a little thing that I thought you might find interesting. Are you a risk taker? And if your initial reaction there is no, I'm a very safe, predictable person, I haven't asked you any questions yet. For example, would you even think of eating something past its sell-by date? If you would, and there are certain types of food, I mean, chicken, absolutely not. Beef, meh. Sausages, meh. Chocolate, definitely fine. Don't know why they even bother putting dates on chocolate. I had an Easter egg literally the other day that's still in the press somewhere. Swear to God, it was one of those, is it Lindt, the red one? And it was fine. Absolutely fine. It was a little bit hard, but it was fine. If you're someone who would even think of leaving the house with like 20% on your battery, on your phone, but you've got to go out for a few hours, you're a risk taker. If you look out and you know that it's looking a bit rainy in the sky, but you said, I'm not bringing an umbrella, I'm not Mary Poppins, then you'd also be in the category of a risk taker. They studied 2,000 adults, and if you turn up to a restaurant and you just wing it, and you're like, just wondering if you got a table for 10, any chance? Have you got a reservation, sir? No. Sorry, we are fully booked. Or they'll go, give me 1 second. And you know when they say they give me 1 second, you're like, yes, we're onto something here, lads. 65% of people consider themselves to be a risk taker in their daily life. Would you, now here's a good one, would you run from, let's say you've had a shower, right? You're all drippy. But you realise that there is no towel on the towel rail because you forgot to get one out of the hot press. And you do a streak across the landing, bearing in mind there might be someone else in the house or a tradesman fixing a light or something. Anyway, if you think that is kind of a bit of a, yeah, I like the sound of that, you're a risk taker. If you would not even dare leaving the bathroom, you'd stay there till everyone's gone, it's now getting dark, but now you're dry, drip dry, then you're not a risk taker. And also, Saturday is a great day for taking a chance on something. So just bear all these things in mind. There is one that says if you run across when the man is red at the lights, you're a risk taker. That's not advisable. And if you're in New York, as far as I know, you can get arrested for that because it's jaywalking. So let me know. Are you a risk taker? 087-188-0008. What was the biggest risk you ever took? And did it pay off? Thank you. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Every day, yeah, yeah. Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every day. Shadows grow so long before my eyes, and they're moving across the page. Suddenly the day turns into city, but don't, oh no, hesitate, 'cause your love just won't wait. Hey, yeah, yeah. Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every day, yeah, yeah. I wanna tell you I love your way. Every day. Day. The moon up
see the sunset in your eyes, brown and gray and blue besides. Clouds are stalking islands in the sun. I wish I could buy one out of season, but don't want no.
Classic Hits Radio, home of the 80s and 90s. That is a proper, for me anyway, childhood 90s memory. Big mountain. And Baby, I Love Your Way. What a great, great song. Bring you right back. Right, I hope you're well. It's Nobby here for your Friday morning. We have finally made it. And as always, at this time of the morning, we usually try and figure out, well, can you remember who this person is? Can you remember who that birthday was? Although yesterday we forgot. We left out a big, big birthday yesterday. Happy birthday to Rickie Tomlinson, a day late. Happy belated. He was 85 yesterday. Jim Royle, of course, and many other things. He was in Brookside. He's been around forever. A great fighter for workers' rights, of course. Still a working granddad. And just a lovely, lovely man. So Rickie Tomlinson was 85 yesterday. But back to today's birthdays. Can you guess? She's here at the moment because they're filming Jenna Ortega. She is Wednesday Addams in the Tim Burton version of the Addams Family. Now, she's young, so don't be giving me, she's 60-odd. Obviously, she's not. Jenna is how old, would you say? Yeah, you think, yeah. What do you say? No, younger than 30. Younger. 22. Gwyneth Paltrow. American actress. Celebrity mother. Owner of Goop. Whatever that stuff is, I still have no idea, but I know if Lucy was here now, she'd be telling us all. Was also Mrs. Chris Martin for quite a while. Best actress. Oscar winner for Shakespeare in Love in 1998. And also recently, do you remember Shallow Hal? Where she plays an overweight girl and she wore a, what they call, fat suit in Hollywood. And she since has said if she was doing that again, she wouldn't do it. She wouldn't do the role and certainly would not do the suit. Because it was quite a, I mean, the clue is in the name, Shallow Hal, but it was quite a superficial take on body shaming and stuff. So she obviously didn't have the same moral compass at the time, or maybe just the check was too good. But she said, if I was doing that again, I wouldn't do it. Anyway, Gwyneth is how old today, would you say? She's a bit older than Chris Martin, actually, because he's not quite in his 50s yet. Gwyneth is 52. Were you right? Were you close? Avril Lavigne, finally. Who was she married to first? Do you remember your man from MTV? Was it Tom Green? Married to him for a while? Don't know how that ended. Probably not good, though, because they got divorced, so yeah. It's her birthday today. It's a roundy one. She was born in Canada. She's a singer. She's a songwriter. A bit of an actress as well at times. And a skater boy, obviously. Avril Lavigne today is... Well, I said roundy. Does that help? No, of course she's not 30. She's definitely not 50. Which means she can only be 40. Yes, Avril Lavigne is 40 today. Let me ask you, do you remember... we were talking to Jeremy about this. He remembers this day. I personally don't. But this day, in what year... Did you two play a show from the rooftop of the Clarence? Over 4,000 fans gathered on the streets below, where the streets have... What name? What is the name of that street? Is it... another one's coming out of... Parliament? No, Parliament's on the bend. Ah, you know the one I mean. Anyway, who did you two think they were? The Beatles playing on the rooftop of places? It was this day in 2000. Also, I have not seen this film, but maybe you have. It was the London premiere of A Star Is Born, and Lady Gaga was there alongside her co-star and creator of the film, Bradley Cooper. It got nominated for 8 Oscars, but picked up just one, which is all right. It's still one. And it's also being a big week for Lady Gaga at red carpets, because she was at Joker the night before last. But it was this day in what year for A Star Is Born. And I'd imagine if you did see it when it came out, there was a big fuss about it all. There was the song, of course. Oh my God, she's such a good singer. That was 2018. I know. Where's the time going? If you went to the cinema to see it, that was 6 years ago this weekend. Scary, scary stuff. Anyway, they are some of the things and the birthdays that happened on today's date, the 27th of September. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Good morning to you.
Classic Hits at Work.
Hey, it's Trina Mara. You know, I got so many voice notes in from people begging me to give them the ultimate coffee lovers package from Velo Coffee Roasters when we ran our competition there the other week. We're going to do it all over again. Somebody's going to win a state-of-the-art De'Longhi coffee machine, perfect for crafting barista quality coffee at home. But that is not all. You'll also get a 6-month subscription to Velo Coffee. Be here weekdays from 10 a.m. till 2 to win.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Soho Dublin is giving Saturday night back to the over 35s. Let's Dance is the city's newest weekly club night that gives you the chance to relive your youth clubbing. Every Saturday from 5:30 till 10, Soho's massive dance floor will be filled with iconic beats of the 80s, 90s and noughties, all spun by the city's legendary DJs and MCs. We're even bringing back the slow set. And you'll get a free glass of Prosecco on arrival. Let's Dance, the nostalgic Saturday night party for over 35s. For tickets, search Soho Dublin on Eventbrite.
Cameron McIntosh and Disney present Mary Poppins. Only Mary Poppins can bring you the most spectacular, spit-spot, magical, practically perfect, gravity-defying, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And she's flying to Bord Gáis Energy Theatre this Christmas from the 11th of December for 5 weeks only. Tickets available now. BordGáisEnergyTheatre.ie.
Christmas is coming.
Oh no.
Oh yes. The Christmas Shopping Expo. Ireland's new indoor Christmas shopping fair at the National Indoor Arena, Blanchardstown, on 7th and 8th of December. Forget the stresses of Christmas shopping and get all your festive gifts and stocking fillers all under one roof. Make Christmas extra special this year at the Christmas Shopping Expo on 7th and 8th of December. For tickets or information on exhibiting at Ireland's new Christmas Gifts Fair, visit christmasshopping.ie.
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the Morning
with Noyx Newmans for your kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
I'm
He's Colm Hayes. She's Lucy Kennedy. It's a brand new way for Ireland to wake up. It's the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Ireland's Classic Hits.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender, I was brought but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart, cut the cord. Are we human, or are we dancer? My sign is vital, my hands are cold, and I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human, or are we dancer? And virtue, send my condolences to good. Give my regards to soul and romance. They always did the best they could. And so long to devotion. You taught me everything I know. Wave goodbye, wish me well. You gotta let me go. Are we human?
Classic Hits Radio, Killers and Human on this Friday morning, where it's time to get an update from Dan.
Thank you, good morning. The upcoming budget looks set to include key supports like a €250 energy credit, double child benefit payment aimed at easing the cost of living. The USE is set to be cut again, offering some tax relief and first-time home buyers can still claim up to €30,000 back for another year. Money from bank bailouts will be directed to housing. With a general election looming, many of these payments look set to be fast-tracked to reach people by the end of the year. The number of private individuals hosting Ukrainian refugees has quadrupled to to more than 16,000. This morning's Irish Times reports costs are now also rising to 13 million euro a month. While there are concerns that the 800 euro payment for accommodating refugees is reducing the supply of rental accommodation, the Department of Integration is also cutting back on the amount of contracts it holds with hotels who've been putting people up since the outbreak of war. Sport, and Spurs are up and running in the Europa League. Ange Postecoglou's side didn't let a delayed kickoff cause themselves any distractions, running out 3-0 winners over Karabach at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. While tonight there's plenty to keep tabs over in the League of Ireland, leader Shelburne play host to Sligo Rovers, while Derry City, hot on their heels, go to Drogheda United, and there's a Dublin derby between Shamrock Rovers and St Patrick's Athletic. Waterford take on Galway United, and then Bowes go to bottom of the table, Dundalk. The weather, dry and cold this morning with some bright spells and also showers, with highs of 13 degrees. And now you're up to date on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Thank you very much. I know she's not here, but she's a big fan of John Bon Jovi, or JBJ, she calls him. She once followed him around a mall somewhere in the States, and his wife had to turn around and say to Lucy, could you please stop following my husband? Thank you very much. We've got Living on a Prayer, Good Friday song, coming up in a second after Shania Twain, who isn't happy with anything. Nothing impresses her. Like someone I know. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
You thought they were pretty smart, but you've got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're a regular original, know-it-all. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think you're something else. Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Before you let me get in, I can't believe you kiss your car goodnight. Now come on, baby, tell me, you must be joking, right? Oh, well, you think you're something special. Oh, well, you think you're something else. Okay, so you got a car. That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but I got the touch. Now don't get me.
home of even more music at breakfast with Colm and Lucy in the morning
on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Classic Hits Radio, home of the 80s and 90s. Now be in for Friday morning. Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. Living on a Wing and a Prayer. This is something that you should not do if you ever wake up in the middle of the night when things go bump. This is the worst thing you could possibly think of doing. And many of us are guilty of it. But it's, you know, we all know how important sleep is, and easier said than done if you have trouble sleeping. But even if you do wake up, or even if you do have trouble, you should never, ever, ever do this to yourself. What could it be? Now, it's not the urge to go for a wee-wee. If that is waking you up, you should listen to your body. So it's not that. But this is the biggest no-no ever when it comes to waking up in the middle of the night. Any idea what it could be? Is it go to the fridge? Is it walk around the house and check that all the doors are locked? That you forgot to turn the dryer off? This is the worst. What could it be? Have a guess. 087-188-0008. I will, of course, reveal the answer in a few minutes. But you go in the draw to go to Fota Island. All the stuff, the wildlife resort, the spa treatments, dinner, bed and breakfast, you and whoever you want to bring with you. You can go there for a weekend. So get in touch. We'll give away that prize before 10 o'clock on the show later on this morning. The biggest no-no if you wake up in the middle of the night. What could it be? Have a guess. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Classic Hits at Work.
Hey, it's Trina Mara. You know, I got so many voice notes in from people begging me to give them the ultimate coffee lovers package from Velo Coffee Roasters when we ran our competition there the other week. We're going to do it all over again. Somebody's going to win a state-of-the-art DeLonghi coffee machine, perfect for crafting barista quality coffee at home. But that is not all. You'll also get a 6-month subscription to Velo Coffee. Be here weekdays from 10 a.m. till 2 to win.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Soho Dublin is giving Saturday night back to the over 35s. Let's Dance is the city's newest weekly club night that gives you the chance to relive your youth clubbing. Every Saturday from 5:30 till 10, Soho's massive dance floor will be filled with iconic beats of the 80s, 90s and noughties, all spun by the city's legendary DJs and MCs. We're even bringing back the slow set. And you'll get a free glass of Prosecco on arrival. Let's Dance, the nostalgic Saturday night party for over 35s. For tickets, search Soho Dublin on Eventbrite.
Living alone can feel lonely, especially as we get older. But with a home share, you don't have to face it alone. We match you or your loved one with the perfect live-in companion. Someone who'll provide company, a helping hand around the home, and peace of mind overnight. The home share helps you remain living in the home you love, reducing the need to move to a nursing home, and costs less than €250 per month. See thehomeshare.ie. Together, helping each other.
Is that another bill?
Yep, car insurance. And it's gone up as well.
Right, here's the plan. First Ireland Car Insurance. Tony was raving about them. Great policy cover and benefits, he said. And when he called, he got a cheaper price on the spot.
And it takes a lot to please Tony. Here, give us your phone. I'm calling them right now.
First Ireland Car Insurance puts you first. See firstireland.ie. Acceptance criteria, terms and conditions apply. First Ireland Risk Management Limited, trading as First Ireland, First Ireland Finance, First Ireland Insurance and Drive First is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Thinking of changing your car? Choose Nace Road Autos and take the safe road to buying your next car, where every journey begins with quality, reliability and unbeatable value for money. At Nace Road Autos, we offer finance, in-house mechanics and friendly, experienced staff to help you every step of the way. For used cars that drive like new, think Nace Road Autos. SIMI registered and AA partnered. Call 01456-4074 for more information or go to naceroadautos.ie.
Stand back. The Stevie Nicks Experience. Coming to Lost Lane, Adam Court, just off Grafton Street, October 12th. As Europe's only tribute to Stevie Nicks, Vicky Martin invites you on an enchanting journey through Stevie's biggest hits, from Fleetwood Mac to the present day. A hauntingly authentic live show not to be missed. Stand back. The Stevie Nicks Experience. October 12th at Lost Lane, Dublin. Tickets €28 plus booking fee from Eventbrite.
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the morning
with Noyx Newmans for your kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
And you said you had to get your laundry clean.
need another girl like you.
I will tell her.
Never want another girl like you.
Have to say, oh,
nothing gonna break my stride.
Nobody gonna slow me down. Oh no, no,
I got to keep on moving.
Ain't nothing gonna break my stride. I'm running and I won't touch ground. Oh no, I got to keep on moving.
Ain't nothing gonna break my stride.
Classic Hits Radio, home of the 80s and 90s. Matthew Wilder, Break My Stride. Which just reminds me of chocolate, because I think they used it on an ad a few years ago for something to do with chocolate. Or maybe I'm just dreaming. Right, it's Friday morning. You have been guessing in your multiples of what this could be. So these crazy people say this is the number one thing you should not ever do if you wake up in the middle of the night. The guesses are flying in. Good morning. You definitely shouldn't look at your phone, says Stuart. Biggest no-no is getting up and going to the loo. Says Ava. No, listen to your body. As I said a few minutes ago, if you gotta go, you gotta go. Don't ignore that stuff. Biggest no-no, says Sheila in Cork, is make a cup of tea or coffee. You shouldn't drink caffeine, says Linda. Don't try force yourself to go back to sleep, says Paul in Limerick. These are all wrong, by the way. Go on your phone, Bernie. Yeah, no, it's not. The phone thing is totally obvious, isn't it? It's the one you go. It has to be that. And I'm sure that's not good for you, but it's not the number one thing you should definitely not do if you wake up in the middle of the night. Another go on your phone, Martin Kildare, morning to you. Worst thing is to wake your other half and leave your half of the blanket pulled down, says John in Cavan. Are you speaking from personal experience there, John, or are you just asking on behalf of a friend? Liam in Cork, another go on your phone. It's not the phone. I'm sure it's on the list, but not on my list, but... flatulate on your significant other, says Peter Cork. It's just getting weird now, Peter. It's just getting really, really weird. It's not that either. But feel free to have a guess on 087-188-0008. When you hear the answer, you'll go, that's ridiculous. But apparently, it's the biggest thing, the biggest no-no. If you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't sleep, you should definitely not do this. Have a guess. 087-188-0008. It's Friday morning. In for Colin and Lucy this morning on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Proudly supporting Irish Music Month.
Irish Radio, supporting Irish artists.
In association with the IBI, Hot Press and Commission in Man Sound and Vision Scheme. Funded by the television licence fee.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Good morning.
Colm and Lucy in the morning.
The home of the 80s and 90s at breakfast.
On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Just have a little patience. Still hurting from a love I lost. I'm feeling your frustration. But any minute all the pain will stop. Just hold me close inside your arms tonight. Don't be too hard on my emotions, 'cause I need time. My heart is numb, has no feeling, so while I'm still healing, just try. I really wanna start over again. I know you wanna be my salvation, the one that I can always depend. I'll try to be strong, believe me, I'm trying. Have a little patience. Oh, 'cause I just need time. My heart is numb, has no feeling, so I'm still healing. Just try.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, take that and patience. But if it's running out, it's okay. It is the end of the week, in fairness, and Green Day ahead of that. Good riddance, time of your life. I love how this is wrecking your beautiful little head this morning. So this is the worst thing you can possibly do to your body and your head and everything else if you wake up in the middle of the night and you do this. And you are guessing in on 087-188-0008. Thank you for all the messages about it. Niamh, what about this?
Please, I don't think you should turn on the light in the middle of the night.
Okay, it's a good one. It's a good one. I mean, these are good advice to each other anyway, if you're not aware of these. Jamie regularly wakes up his wife. We're not sure what for, though.
Hi, guys. Jamie here in Cork. My biggest no-no, and it happens quite a lot, is, of course, being a man, is getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. And if I wake up my wife, it's not a good one. She doesn't appreciate it, and by God, she lets me know if I wake her. Great show. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jamie. Yeah, you sound like a man who's been scorned a few times. What could it be? So it's not the phone. It's not have a bar of chocolate, which somebody suggested, although I like that. It's not the worst thing. It's not watch a film. It's it's like the most obvious one is definitely the phone. The one I will just arm here, just to give you advice, is when, you know, people say, I always consult a doctor. If you do need to go for a wee-wee, we're not suggesting that you ignore that. Okay? Thankfully, I won't go into too much detail, but I could store about 6 pints of Ribena in normal waking times, so I don't have to do that getting up in the middle of the night. Maybe you're the same. Anyway, you should never lift one arm in the air over your head when the other hand is asleep. It's as heavy as a concrete block. Don't ask me how I know this. Well, that's the obvious thing we're going to all want to know. How do you know this now? The number one thing you should not do if you wake up in the middle of the night, what could it be? 087-188-0008. The same number if you'd like to try and win €7,750 in What Did Lucy Kennedy Say to Colm Hayes? We're playing it at about 7:10 this morning.
Saturday mornings sound better on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Saturday morning can be busy. Kids, training, shopping. But make some room in the schedule for me. Gareth O'Callaghan, Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. Grab a tea or a coffee while we go back to the future for great songs from the 80s and 90s as you get your weekend underway.
Gareth O'Callaghan.
Every Saturday morning from 10 to 2.
With Creative Dental Clinic Budapest. With aftercare in Ireland.
CreativeDentalClinic.eu.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Soho Dublin is giving Saturday night back to the over 35s. Let's Dance is the city's newest weekly club night that gives you the chance to relive your youth clubbing. Every Saturday from 5:30 till 10, Soho's massive dance floor will be filled with iconic beats of the 80s, 90s and noughties, all spun by the city's legendary DJs and MCs. We're even bringing back the slow set. And you'll get a free glass of Prosecco on arrival. Let's Dance, the nostalgic Saturday night party for over 35s. For tickets, search Soho Dublin on Eventbrite.
Transform your career with City Colleges. Enroll in business studies now. Our business degree program is designed for the busy working professional looking to supercharge their career opportunities. Delivered blended online. Starting this September, we're currently accepting applications for the coming intake. Flexible study and payment options available. The time is now. For more information, visit citycolleges.ie. City Colleges. Education for the real world.
Hi, I'm Megan Scully, and this is Crack August Kjol on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Emile Nigid Nocha Shocht, Khan Elton John, Candle in the Wind, Exuchard, Princess Diana.
And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind.
Imian 4, Rovila Sahin, Hui Britney Spears, Aaron Stotcha, Egna MTV VMAs, Len Nahar. August Khan Shi, I'm a Slave for You. Shocked, 4 months in Tauron, Bad, oh Michael Jackson. In Yon 4, Mila Nigid Nocha Shea, Dunwari Tupac in Las Vegas, Teresh Clihet Dornliocht. Vion Tauron changes, Squila Mach, in Mila Nigid Nocha Hocht.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same.
That's Crack August Kjol on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
It's almost 7 o'clock.
And whatever you do today, don't forget to send that birthday card. On Post, for your world.
Across Ireland.
Across Ireland.
On FM.
Digital.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
It's 7 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Daniel Pidger. Irish consumers are waiting to see what will be delivered in next week's budget, with cost of living support top of their wish list. Increasing uncertainty about global economic outlook and the ongoing fallout from the cost of living crisis are leading to a concerning picture, according to the latest Credit Union Consumer Sentiment Survey. It strongly suggests that consumers would prefer a budget centred on infrastructure rather than giveaways. Economist Austin Hughes says people are nervous about the future.
Confidence is still lacking among consumers. They're still nervous. Things aren't as bad as they were before, but they're not as good as they hoped they might be. And I think there's obviously a little bit of uncertainty ahead of the budget. I think you could probably describe consumers as watching now to see what happens to the economy and the budget.
There's been a rise of 12% in youth homelessness. 1,700 people aged 18 to 24 living in emergency accommodation. The Sami community say that while the number of homeless young people is a growing concern, concern as it meets in Galway today. Its executive director is Wayne Stanley.
What we want to see is that kind of positivity, creating a positive pressure on the government to see those kind of services expanded. A big part of that will be we need more housing, as everybody knows. We'll need more options for young people, particularly those leaving care who've had that care experience.
Students will be able to get the results of their Leaving Cert appeals later this morning, and it comes ahead of Round 5 CAO offers next Tuesday. Lena O'Dwyer has more.
The results of the 2024 Leaving Cert appeals will be available to students through the Candidate Self-Service Portal from 11 o'clock this morning by logging on to www.examinations.ie. The appeal results have already been transmitted directly to the CAO and are also issuing to schools through the SEC Schools Portal at the same time as they're available to candidates. In the processing of appeals, the marking of each candidate's work is fully reviewed, question by question, using the original marking scheme. The review is carried out by a different examiner to the one who originally marked the work. When students access their appeal results, they'll see whether their examination mark changed on appeal, and if so, their new postmark adjustment mark, as well as their final grade.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio News.
Live.
Benjamin Netanyahu will address the UN General Assembly today as hopes of a 21-day ceasefire in the conflict in Lebanon evaporated. World leaders voiced concern the conflict, running in parallel to Israel's war in Gaza, was escalating rapidly. Sport is on the way.
Ireland, let's keep bringing it back. The changes we've made with Return are making a huge difference to our environment, our communities, our future. Returning ensures we value resources, recycle more efficiently, and helps us work towards achieving our EU recycling targets. We're doing the right thing, and bringing it back is bringing out the best in all of us. Return today, and together we can make a better future for us all.
Sport on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
With